Welcome back to Kliyakar and the Parsha of the Jenny Elizan. We're in Parsha's Mitzvah. We have a comment to the Kliyakar. It can be found in Yudalid Tess. The Pasuk says, talking about the Mitzvah, Vahaya Vayom Hashvi'i, it's going to be on the seventh day. Yigalach is called Sa'aro. He's going to shave off all of his hair. Esrosho Vesikano Vesgabos Enav. He's going to shave off the hair of his head and of his beard and of his eyebrows. Veskol saro yigaleach. All of his hair is going to shave off. And the pasuk continues. Now, this is, it says all his hair twice. It says all his hair. Then it specifies the area of his head and the area of his beard and his eyebrows. And then it says again all the hair of his body. Which one is it? So Rashi couldn't find out. It says very simple. It's klal prato klal. And it means that really, it's many areas of hair in the body, but there are these three are examples. It's really any hair that's gathered in a place, in a visible place on his body. Okay, so Kliyakar over here says, okay, granted, Chazal extend the areas of hair on his body beyond just these three, but the Torah felt the need to specify these three. So why are these three parts of the body in locations of hair, the hair of his head, eyebrows, and beard? Why are those the three that are mentioned by the Mitzvah? And Kliyakar says, following up on, I believe what we quoted from Kliyakar last week, that there are three main averos that bring about saras. Three main averos, even though most famously it's lashon hara. And Chazal really have a list in the Gemara of seven and the Midrashim of many more different averos that bring about saras, but Kliyakar says in last week's parsha boils down to really three, and those three are the sin that we mentioned. There's lashon hara, but also there's arrogance, and there is saras ayin, stinginess, and theft, and other things like that that are related to really stinginess, having an ayin ra. So Kliyakar says that these three hairy parts really correspond to these three major sins which bring about the saras in the first place. So what are those? So first he says that the hair of the head symbolizes arrogance. I believe we spoke about that last week. If we didn't, Kliyakar says it in other areas in Parshas Tezria, and we see it in the Midrashim, the connection of the head to arrogance. Of course, with someone who holds his head up high is considered to be arrogant. The saras that for someone who is arrogant appears on his forehead. Definitely, that's fitting. He says that the hair of the mustache and beard, which has to be shaven off, are surrounding the mouth, which of course symbolizes lashon hara. And he says the hair of the eyebrows symbolize the saras ayin, the stinginess, right? That's right. We call it an ayin ra. That's we're more familiar with ayin hara, but this is the ayin ra. This is a certain stinginess, that the way you look at the property you have and look at the world around you in a selfish way. It's a viewpoint problem that causes that bad midah of stinginess and the associated averos. So says the Kliyakar, the three areas that are specified in the pasuk that is areas of hair that have to be shaven off are the three areas that are most responsible for the three major averos that bring about saras. And that's an important lesson in its own right, that there's hair in these places. It symbolizes the places, and having the hair shaven off is demonstrating a removal of that. Obviously, we're not going to knock out the eye of somebody who's a Mitzvah, or we're not going to rip off his mouth or cut off his head. Of course not. We're shaving off the hair as if to symbolize, like, it's being reborn, renewed, and it's getting a new opportunity, because we want him to have his mouth, and we want him to have his eyes, and we want him to have his head, but to use it for good things, to use the eyes for reading Torah, use his mouth for speaking good things, for praising Hashem, for saying a good word to somebody, to use his head to wear tefillin and to bow before Hashem. So we shave off the hair and then say, okay, it's a fresh, brand new start. Let's see how the Mitzvah does. It's Hashem, we should be zocha to find whatever part of us it is that causes us to do averos, and to be able to renew ourselves and follow in the ways of Hashem.